from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Time to do our maths homework. I can't believe this.
We're doing this out of solidarity, remember?
That's true.
So maybe if we keep perspective to support the matrix.
Die arme matrix. Ek voel so jammer vir julle as...
Imagine dat ons so klaar oor 2 vrae per dag. Hulle skryf soms 2-3 ure vraestelle in 1 dag. No way is julle.
Roz and I have had enough of 2 questions. Hallo juffrou Marlene.
Hallo.
Hoe gaan het vanmiddag?
Dit gaan baie goed, dankie en self.
Baie goed, dankie juffrou. Marlene is on the line. She is a maths teacher. She has a maths degree. So she's going to help us out. Juffrou, hoe lank gee jy al wiskunde onderwijs?
Ek het 8 jaar by die school klasse gee en nou gee ek al 30 jaar by die huis extra wiskunde klasse.
So. Jy het genoeg kinders soos ek oor die jare
gesien. 30 jaar.
Okay. Quick questions. Roz is being very competitive here. She wants to beat me this week. Mm. That's what this has actually turned into, Christelle. You've made this a competition now.
Yeah.
Jim bought a new car for $250,000. It depreciates at 22% per annum. According to the reducing balance method, Roz, how many years will it take for its book value to be R92,537.64?
Kan ek my antwoord gee?
Ja.
Of moet ek eers my workings verduidelik?
Nee, gee jou antwoord.
My antwoord is 4 jaar.
Is het 4?
Ja. Okay.
Hey!
Sounds. Ek het geskat. I thought about 3.
Ai, Jana.
I know what the method is. I just couldn't be bothered working it out.
Kan jy sien? My papier hier is full workings.
Maar dit was R250,000, 22% is R55,000. So jy vat het af van die, en dan werk jy weer 20% van dit uit, en dan vat jy weer af.
But there's an easy way to do it. If you just go on your calculator, just go -22%. -22%, -22%, and you'll get the answer.
Jy kry nie punte daarvoor nie, nee.
Hy kry nie die finale punt, dat hy die antwoord reg het, maar die metode punte kan hy ongelukkig nie kry nie.
I'll say, after the first year, it was 195,000, second year, 152,100, and so on and so on and so on, but you said I could use a calculator, so.
You can, but so there were no formulas involved. Miskien het ek juffrou se backing hier nodig.
Juffrou, ons kry nie vir jou punte nie, nee.
Ek kan miskien 1 gee vir die antwoord, maar
well done. Dankie juffrou Marlene. Shame.
1 out of 3, Joe.
haters. The marks are there.
And Roz, your method?
Myne was net, jy vat die prys en dan vat jy dit elke jaar af. Met die, wat het sê hulle hier? Reducing balance method.
Ja.
So I just kept got the answer and then took 22% off each of that answer.
Okay.
Which is what Joe did, but yeah. I did it. Written down.
Easy enough. The second question is the one I want to fight about. Harry shoots an arrow at a target board. He has a 50% chance of hitting the bullseye on each shot. Calculate the probability that Harry will hit the bullseye in his first and his second shot. Juffrou, wat is die antwoord?
It's a
quack. It's a
quack. Yes.
25%. We got the same thing from Matthew.
Hi, Rob. The probability is 0.25, and any other answer is absolutely incorrect.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah.
And do you guys have the method for how you got there?
Well, I mean, I know that it's 25%, but it feels wrong for me, so I'm going to reject it.
It feels wrong. That's very Gen Z.
It's like flipping a coin. Right? Each shot is a unique event and it has a 50% chance of happening.
No, but that's what probability is all about, Rob. Surely.
You know?
Sekerlik, meneer.
So, ek voel het moet 50% wees, juffrou.
Nee, ja.
I'll go with you there, Rob. I also go
Joe's
with 50%.
With me. Ons voel het moet 50%
wees. If it's 50%, wees. The second chance is also 50%.
Dis verkeerd.
Because it's a new thing.
That's what I, you know, that feels right in my heart.
Juffrou, okay, juffrou Marlene.
Hoekom is ons verkeerd?
Ek weet nou nie, maar mens kan 'n boomdiagram teken en dan, as jy gaan op elke beentjie, want op jou tweede kant, het jy 'n 50-50% chance wel, maar jy moet onthou, dit verminder eindelijk, so... Ja, so as jy op 'n boomdiagram gaan, dan jy 2 beentjies en op die beentjies moet jy jou kante met mekaar vermenigvuldig. So jy gaan hê 0,5 maal 0,5.
Dan
jy 0,25 gaan gee.
I mean, I understand that. It just it feels wrong in my heart and I will never believe that it's true. I simply won't believe it.
Because in your maths exam, you can just write there, this is my answer because it feels good to me. Hulle gaan vir jou 80% gee, né?
There we go.
But at least we're not getting too serious about this.
So, Roz, I'm going to take half a mark for that. I will be honest. I had 25%. I know what the answer is. I just hate it. So I'm going to reject it.
Oh, so you had the... Okay.
So you can take 2 marks and be a goody two-shoes. I'm going to take my 1 mark. And I'm going to go home with that.
For us today.
Juffrou Marlene, ons sê vir jou baie dankie vir die middag vir die hulp.
Kan ons net voor ons vir teacher Marlene van die lijn verloor, het jy enige wenke vir mense wat sukkel om regtig 'n bietjie beter te doen met wiskunde?
Soos ek.
Well, die grootste ding op die oomblik is oefen.
Ja.
Jy weet, jy moet oefen en oefen en oefen. So, die beste manier, sal ek sê, is om ou vraestelle op hierdie stadium uit te werk. En seker te maak dat jy regtig waar verstaan dan wat daar aangaan. Dan baie van die leerders werk die ou vraestelle uit, maar sit met die antwoordstelle langs hulle en dan gaan hulle terug na die antwoorde toe en dink hulle verstaan. Maar hulle doen nie regtig waar nie. So jy moet hom maar uitwerk en dan eers gaan kyk waar jy jou foute gemaak het. En het weer en weer en weer doen.
En op dit, al ons vrae kom uit die 2020 vraestelle uit.
This is last year.
Yeah, well, 2 jaar terug, ja. So if anyone, and I love that suggestion that you don't look at the answers straight up, but yes, they do provide the answers.
Yeah. Alright, dis baie goeie advies. Dis advies wat ek nie gevolg het nie. Which is why I'm still arguing about these questions. Juffrou Iman, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanmiddag. Ons waardeer vir jou.
It's a great pleasure and
great
aunt for
you. Thank you. So there you go. If you need some advice, come to Roz for it. I'm of no help here.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah. I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.